8 o'clock hour, sports news anytime at the KGFX page of the DRG News app, brought to you by Golden Buffalo Casino and DRGNews.com. I'm David Burrell.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
And this Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam. And joining us this morning from the Peer Players, we've got Scott Lee and Aaron Siebersma. Did I get it right?
Yep. That's a tricky one.
Well, good morning, guys. Thank you for being here. You are into the second week of the latest production, and it sounds like opening weekend was really, really successful.
It was. We had a lot of people in the doors, and they all seemed to love the show.
So. Now, Aaron, you are in the cast. You're one of five. So, I mean, you've done this for a little while. Is it easier for you to work with a smaller cast, or do you think with a larger cast?
I like the smaller cast because, like, you have room backstage. You have a place to put your stuff and all that. The challenge is, like, everyone's on all the time. Like, you don't get to go off and have a break and cry over the line you missed or whatever. You just have to keep on going.
And when you were up on stage this weekend, what kind of response did you get from the audience?
A very good one. So we got a lot of laughs. There's a lot of funny moments in the show. When there's a serious moment or a heartwarming moment, you don't really get as much feedback from the audience. But after the show, we got a lot of, like, oh, that was so great. You made me cry. All of that stuff. So it's really an emotional ride.
Very nice. Tell us about your character in this.
Sure. So my character is Thomas. I'm the good son. So the show itself follows a family. We see different holidays, each about 10 years apart. And so Thomas is the youngest son. He's the one with the job that makes his parents happy. And he's the one who kind of tries to smooth things over between the parents and the kids. And we just get to see him kind of grow up and see his life go on a tangent at one point and how the family reacts to that.
Very nice. Now, there's three more dates that people can catch if they weren't able to get it this weekend. This coming week, and all the show times are at 7:30 at the Grand Opera House.
Yep, that's correct.
So we want to invite folks out Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And Scott, as the assistant director, what kind of challenges did you find on this production?
Well, this was my first time in a directing role. I'm usually on stage as an actor, but so a lot of it was just keeping track of all the various spinning plates, and you know, keeping track of what the actors need as well as what the costumers need, the set builder, the lighting. Our lighting person. So it's learning how to balance all of that and also take time for what you need to do.
Absolutely. So you had your hands full.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
But it sounds like, this has been a very successful production. So folks, if they're looking for something to do these next few days at the end of the week, this is a perfect thing to put on their agenda.
Absolutely. It's been it's been a blast to do this one.
Yeah. And, this one's going to be wrapping up, but that means, on to the next one.
Right, so we've got auditions tonight for a musical called Ordinary Days. This is being directed by Lydia Cans. Auditions tonight are at 7 p.m. If you would like to audition, bring about a one-minute prepared song. Usually something from Broadway is typically the way to go. It's some type of show tune. If callbacks are needed, they'll be tomorrow night, also at 7 at the Grand Opera House. There are roles for two men, two women. The plot of it is... it's about four young adults in New York City just trying to kind of move with changes in their lives. One is sort of a struggling artist, one is a grad student, and two are a couple that have just moved in together. So it's also similar to Making God Laugh, the show we're doing tonight. It's doing this this round. It's very much about how people grow and change over time and how they confront challenges.
It sounds like that should be a good one. So again, what time is audition time tonight?
Auditions are at 7 at the Grand Opera House.
All right.
And if you want more information, you can go to the website for Peer Players or contact Lydia Cans at 605-295-3799.
Excellent. Yeah, the website and the Facebook page, always a good spot to keep up with all the things that you have going on, because you folks keep busy.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right.
So if anybody's interested in being part of it, you can audition tonight, or you can find out, you know, how to do the behind the scenes, because there's always a need there, too.
Absolutely. Whether it's lighting or set construction or stage managing, whatever it might be, costumes.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. So thank you for stopping in, and I know it's going to be another successful run for the final Making God Laugh this week, and encourage folks to come on out. It looks really, really fantastic.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right. Thank you so much. There's Scott and Aaron joining us from the Peer Players. Remember to find out more, peerplayers.com, and go see the show this weekend. There is your Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adams.